to Succeed in A&P, a podcast dedicated to the A&P instructor. And I'm Valerie Kramer, your host and the marketing manager for Anatomy and Physiology here at McGraw-Hill. And we are hosting a series of webinars in the wake of classes being canceled and moving to online. And we understand that it is quite a transition. So we are hosting just a few webinars with some experts to share some ideas and tips to moving your course online. So I have a special guest, Michael Cote, who is our director of digital content and has had some good experience teaching online. So welcome, Michael.
Hi, Valerie. Great to be with you.
Great to have you as always. Michael's been a frequent guest on the podcast and always has some good information to share. And today we really want to focus on some general tips to help you move online, but also hone in on the lab portion, because we know that that can be one of the most difficult pieces to move online. Right, Michael?
Yes, I agree with that. I mean, this is a challenging circumstance where all of a sudden instructors are facing that challenge of taking their normal face-to-face lab and transitioning it to an online environment. We have a lot of digital tools that can help with that. We have instructors that have been using these digital tools already for online A&P courses for the last couple of years that they've been able to leverage. And also we have a lot of instructors who have really used these tools, you know, as sort of pre-lab and post-lab learning tools as well. So we have the tools. It's really just thinking about some of the best ways that these can be implemented.
Excellent. Yes. And I know some instructors actually take months off or even a whole semester to build a fully online course. And we're having to do it really quickly. Yeah, so what are some of your tips that you might recommend for getting started and doing it fast?
So I think a couple things here that I've been reading, Inside Higher Education, the Chronicle for Higher Education, have all been posting lots of great how-to articles and sort of guest essays. A couple general tips I think that I've gotten from there. Number one, go easy on yourself. This is not going to be a perfect, polished online course, and that's okay, right? We are facing incredibly trying times. This is uncharted territory. Give yourself a break. It might not be perfect, but you can do this. You pick some of the major concepts for your lab and really focus in on that. That might sacrifice doing some of the sort of nice to know activities that you do in lab, but really focus on those learning objectives and concepts that are really there as learning activities, right, to reinforce what students are learning in lecture. Have consistent deadlines. So as you move your course online, have a specific time in the week where all of these items are due. That will allow for students to be a little bit of an asynchronous learner, right? But at the same time, you're kind of keeping them to a schedule so they don't get too far behind. You don't know what's going on in your students' lives, right? We have to face the reality that some of your students, their family, their loved ones, their community, the pandemic is going to affect them. That might be their health. That might be economic hardship. So we have to be ready for that. So have consistent deadlines, but at the same time, be prepared to give extensions, right? I'd say the most important thing to be right now is a really good human being, and then you can be an extraordinary instructor.
Yes, I love that. I like the flexibility component, because what we talked about in the last two podcasts is that we talked about how important communication is and being very clear with communication. So that deadline and the deadline flexibility really goes along with that communication.
Yep, you want to keep that instructor presence. That's really important for an online course. So you are communicating with them, you know, daily, whether they have the chance to communicate back. You know, that's all going to depend on circumstances. But you're posting things in your LMS, you're responding by email. You might even be posting short little video updates, you know, for the day, something like that, that letting them know that you're thinking about them too, and just as much as a person as a student. And also get student feedback, right? So throughout this process, maybe after a couple of weeks, create a poll where you're getting some feedback on whether the kind of activities are working for your students.
Ooh, that's a good idea. So how about moving from just general overall to moving your course online? I mean, lecture, we know that it's important to have some proctoring and be able to record your lectures, but moving into the lab component, we've just heard a lot of angst about moving that piece online.
Well, I think you have to approach the lab online a lot like you would a face-to-face lab, and that is it's sort of exploratory, right? Students are doing some sort of learning on their own, and they have the ability to get some feedback maybe along the way. So from a product perspective, if we're thinking about our two-semester A&P course, or if we're just even thinking about a human anatomy course, from the anatomy component, we have two products, Anatomy and Physiology Revealed 4.0 and the Practice Atlas, that can really help with students learning anatomy content. So Anatomy and Physiology Revealed is McGraw-Hill's virtual cadaver dissection website. It's in its 17th year. We've had lots of podcasts about this in the past. We've got some great articles that I'm sure you'll link to in the notes for the podcast. This is a place where students can go and explore. One of the new features that was just added 2 weeks ago to APR is a create link feature. It shows up along the left-hand side whenever you enter a location in APR. So let's say you go to the dissection area, or I select, let's say, cardiovascular system and choose head and neck, and then I'm looking at lateral vasculature, I can create a link. It's the second icon from the top. It looks like a little link, right? And what that does is create a custom bookmark. And I can copy that to my clipboard, paste it into an LMS, paste it into an email, paste it into Connect. Just under in Connect, you could do add web link and paste it in there. And when students or any other user clicks on that link, they will be taken to the exact same spot in APR. The caveat is they first have to log into APR. So if they have a window open where they're already logged into Connect or they're already logged into APR and they click that link, the link will launch in a new tab right to that specific place. So the way you might use this is, you know, to direct them to this location and say, okay, in this module, in this lateral view of the vasculature of the head and neck, what muscle is deep to the external jugular vein? Right, I'm looking at some of the structures right now as I talk to you. The internal jugular, describe its relationship to some of the muscles surrounding it. These could be questions that you could put in a document. You might have your students answer these questions in a discussion forum, or maybe they're just answering themselves on their own, and then you eventually assign them a quiz using some of the questions from APR.
Yeah, and that link we've added just relatively recently in the last few weeks. So we're really, the timing has been really great to utilize this for online teaching.
Yeah, so that would be one way using Anatomy and Physiology Revealed. Anatomy and Physiology Revealed also has a 1,000 questions that go with it in our Connect question bank that you could make basically like a lab practical homework or quiz, or maybe it's even a lab exam. I've read things back and forth about timed exams. Certainly that's something that people do a lot in an online environment. I think you'll know what's best for your students because you're gonna have to weigh whether you've got students who started as face-to-face, now they're not in their dorm, they're back at home, they don't have access to a public library, they don't have access to the computer lab on campus, how reliable is their internet? So that'll be something you have to weigh when you think about a timed exam, but it's certainly one of your potential options. We also have the Practice Atlas, and the Practice Atlas is a relatively straightforward product, when you launch the Practice Atlas, the basic premise is there's two components, a study and a practice, and that exists for each system. So if we go to something like study the nervous system, we'll have an entire list of different models. And those model names are really what our model companies that we have partnership with call those models. So I'm looking at one right now called the Deluxe Spinal Cord. And that's a cross-section of the spinal cord, and that's a Denoyer-Geppert model. So what you'll see is a picture of the model on the left-hand side, and on the right, you'll see a photo of real human cadaveric material that's coming from our Anatomy and Physiology Revealed product. And right below it are a number of structures. Those structures say things like central canal, gray matter, white matter, gray commissure. And simply clicking on those structures, I will highlight that structure in both the anatomical model photo as well as the photo of Anatomy and Physiology Revealed. We also have a partnership with 3D Scientific. So you'll see models of both companies in the Practice Atlas. The Practice Atlas also has an entire question bank. Every single one of the photos in the Practice Atlas has an accompanying question in our question bank, and it has actually two versions. One of the questions will have the model sitting right next to the anatomical photo from APR, and that'll have the two structures highlighted. And then it will also have that same question, but just with a model photo.
I love it. And I like how you can sort of transition from APR to Practice Atlas, because you're going to see the same cadaver images from both, so you get that full circle. And I recently just had an instructor who was getting ready to take pictures of all their anatomical models as they were getting ready to go online. And I actually shared with her that we had this tool already, and they were some of the same models they were used to using, so they didn't have to change too much from going from their face-to-face to the online, because the cadaver images with the anatomical models are right there. So exciting. Yes. Stuff.
So we talked about how Anatomy and Physiology Revealed and the Practice Atlas are really two ways that you can cover that anatomy content. What about physiology content, right? What about being able to cover the content for your two-semester anatomy and physiology course, or even your one-semester A&P course, or even a human physiology course, right? The solution that we have for that are the virtual labs, Connect Virtual Lab.
Realistic. They're so realistic, aren't they, Michael?
Yeah, there's some great photographs. They're really, they're not photographs. The artwork is incredibly realistic in the virtual labs product. And these are labs that are covering a wide variety of topics, right? We have them for anatomy and physiology, biology, as well as microbiology. But these are things that cover early on concepts like diffusion and osmosis, all the way towards pulse rate and blood pressure. There's an EKG lab. There's testing monosynaptic reflexes. Do you have a favorite virtual lab to demonstrate yet, Valerie?
Ooh, I love diffusion. And I like how diffusion in our first generation product, which was called Learn Smart Labs, has actually been broken out into four different labs, because we really wanted instructors to be able to tailor down the content and for students to not be so frustrated with so many steps. That one's my favorite.
What we've done in virtual labs is break these into real separate simulations that stand on their own. And a student, when they enter the simulation, there'll be phases. So they can work on them kind of progressively, right? They don't have to do all of the work on any of these simulations at one time. They can kind of progress from phase to phase. Every time they successfully complete a phase, they move on. Their progress is saved. So that was really important during the development of that. Instructions are always visible down the right-hand side of the screen. And we also design these to be as accessible as we can. so that you can navigate them with the screen reader and even with keyboard navigation. So we really created sort of these modular simulations that you can assign to your students. The virtual lab simulations were really built to be sort of a formative learning experience. And what I mean by that is you can struggle through the virtual lab simulation. You have to get each phase correct before you move on to the next phase, but you get feedback. So if you did something wrong, you'll get an alert that says, oh, you're trying to mix two chemicals that don't go together, or you entered the wrong lab data, you know, try again. There will be pop-up questions that come up throughout each phase as students are interacting with the materials. And those questions were designed to make a student sort of reflect on what they're doing rather than just clicking through to go. So virtual labs is really a great solution for a variety of implementation scenarios. It can be used as a pre-lab assignment before you go to a face-to-face lab. It can be used as a complete replacement if you're teaching an online course. It also can be used as sort of just a learning activity in your lecture course, right? Using one of these simulations could reinforce some of those lecture topics that you're covering that week.
Excellent. We're so excited to bring this product to market. And right now, the product actually is available. We've put it in all of our current edition textbooks in light of you as instructors having to move your course online. So you can find that in the Add Assignment tab of Connect, and feel free to go ahead and use these, play around with them, and they will be there until June 1st at least. So you have access to these right now.
And my tip would be for anybody that has not seen one of these Connect virtual labs yet is when you add it, the first one you should add is the virtual labs tutorial, and you, the instructor, work through that one too. It'll give you a great overview to all of the features in the simulation.
Yes, very helpful. Okay, so we have for anatomy, we have the APR with the link feature. We've got Practice Atlas for anatomical models, and we have our new Connect Virtual Labs. What about if the Connect Virtual Labs, if you're teaching just a human physiology course and you need some more content for just those difficult physiology concepts? What other tools or recommendations would you have, Michael?
Valerie, the product for that is FILS, which is Physiology Interactive Lab Simulations. There's 42 different simulations, 42 different experiments that students can complete. So I think that is a great tool for, you could probably kind of use a combination of the Connect Virtual Labs as well as FILS and find some coverage that would work for you. The FILS simulations were first created by somebody who was a human physiology professor.
And his name was Phil. So there's your fun fact for the day.
And we also have concept overview interactives, and those really cover physiological principles like neuron transmission, muscle contraction, urine formation, and those can be found in a variety of places. They're housed within Anatomy and Physiology Revealed, and they can also get to them through the question banks in Connect that are associated with all of our different A&P titles, like Saladin and McKinley and Seeley's and Holes.
Excellent, yes. And just to note quick on Phil's too, it's currently built in Flash, which will be still around through the end of this year. But we are updating those simulations to all be in the new HTML5, so no more Flash, by May 1st. So that's exciting as well.
Yeah, the user interface has kind of gotten a nice refresh too, to be a little bit more modern.
Excellent. Well, Michael, I think this is a really great overview of teaching online. Go easy on yourself, be flexible, but also take your labs course online and utilize some of these really exciting tools that are available to you as instructors now, even if you do not have Connect. Please let us know. I will put a link in our show notes on the podcast for you to be able to access and in, insert your information so we can get you access as soon as possible. So any last words you'd like to leave us with, Michael?
Valerie, have a great St. Patrick's Day.
Yes, happy St. Patrick's Day. Hope you're wearing some green. I know we're all in our houses. I don't have any green on.
Yeah, social distancing on St. Patrick's Day isn't quite as fun as previous years, but still take a minute, take a photo, send it to your family and loved ones.
Yes, great recommendation. Well, best wishes to all of you out there. And please, if this helpful or if this podcast was helpful for you, share it with your friends and faculty and let us know how we can be better. If you have suggestions for future shows, let us know. My email is valerie.kramer, K-R-A-M-E-R, at mheducation.com. And you can also reach Michael, first name, dot last name, michael.coat, K-O-O-T, at mheducation.com. Thank you for joining us and be well.